I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let it rip. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
Danielle McCartney. Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Well, well, well. Good evening, New York sports fans. I am Danielle McCartan. That is McCartan before midnight. And I'll be talking all things New York sports with you till 2 a.m. on this late Saturday night or early Sunday morning, I guess. We will be going to the wee hours in the morning and whatever you're doing at the moment. You know, I appreciate you tuning into the show right now and throughout the rest of the evening here, whether that be on your car radio, streaming from WFAN.com, or on the free Odyssey app. I always am interested in what you're doing right now. New York City was alive on my drive in. It's awesome. New York City's back, everybody. And maybe you're in an Uber right now. Maybe you're sitting around your campfire in your backyard in Jersey somewhere. Hey, thanks. And of course, we're here in the Big Apple. And Paul Rosenberger and I are coming to you live from the Mike Francesa studio, the Carton Roberts studio in Lower Manhattan. So go ahead. Start dialing 877-337-6666. That is your special invitation to join the show tonight. I'm going to open it up here tonight with, yes, I too am waiting for history to be made at Yankee Stadium. I mean, you know that song? I'm wishing and hoping. It's like exactly that. You show up to Yankee Stadium and you just sit there and you wish and you hope. And I was there all night Thursday. I rushed over from school, and I mean rushed over from school and stayed there into the extra innings, into the post game, into the everything, and went to school Friday, very tired. And then all day today, I mean all day, I was at Yankee Stadium. I rolled up there at like, I think 10 a.m. or earlier. It had to be earlier than 10. Yeah, it was. It was like 9:30. Okay, and then I'll be back there tomorrow for Sunday Night Baseball. And all I'm doing is what everybody is doing, waiting for history to be made. Of course, Aaron Judge's pursuit of the Yankees and the AL home run record. And I must say, the atmosphere at Yankee Stadium is unlike anything that I have ever experienced at not even just a professional sporting event, just a sporting event. I mean, the crowd swells to a cheer when Aaron Judge walks up to the plate and his Pop Smoke walk-up song blares over the speakers. He's the king of New York, mellow. And then he steps into the box and there's a silence, a stillness that happens as he's standing there in the box. Every single person in the stadium has his or her phone pointed towards the field. How can you clap? How can you make noise? It'll ruin the video. And then depending on the result of the pitch, There's a different reaction. If it's a fly ball, there's a roar. If there's a line drive or a ground ball, there's an audible groan followed by a small cheer and a golf clap. And, oh man, if it's a ball, well, 40,000 plus people boo in unison. I've never heard that before, ever. So I don't go as a fan when I go with a credential. I'm not a fangirl. And I was in the clubhouse today, I was on the field today, I was all over the place. And for you, I brought back some souvenirs. That being an interview with Tim LoCastro, Nestor Cortez Jr., and Jameson Taillon. The videos I've posted, chopped up, and posted to social media at Coach MCCARTAN. But I'm going to weave in those audios throughout the show tonight. And here is Tim LoCastro first, talking about the atmosphere at Yankee Stadium when Aaron Judge comes to bat.
The fans.
Yeah.
I'm in the press box, and every time there's a ball, they boo, and I giggle. Is it the same thing for you guys?
You've never seen anything like it, where a ball, they boo them. When the pitch is coming in, it's completely silent in Yankee Stadium. I mean, you don't see New Yorkers quiet like that ever. Yeah. So to see them like that, it's just a special experience.
As a hitter, you have to take notice to that, right?
there. Yeah, I would say so. It's just it's a different feel that you've never been a part of.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. The quiet is also like
it's weird.
It's weird.
Yeah, it's eerie, but yes. It's cool because everybody knows how special of a moment it's going to be when it happens.
Weird. That's a good word. That is a great word to summarize what's going on. And here's Nestor Cortez trying to do the same.
From my vantage point in the press box and yours, every pitch is a ball. The fans boo. I laugh. Is it funny to you guys too?
Yeah, I mean, it's hilarious. Like, obviously, you know, history is going to be history, whether it's today, tomorrow, or the next day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, pitchers say, oh, I don't want to be part of history or I don't care about it. But at the end of the day, you know, you think about that stuff, you know. I think when you're out there, you don't want to serve a cookie. And he's gotten very, you know, the pitchers that he's faced the last few days have done a good job of keeping him inside the ballpark, you know. Every time they throw a ball and people were like, man, these people are crazy. They're booing. They're trying to get him out, you know. Trying to make him chase or something like that. But it's part of the game. It's part of, you know, how the fans react. And obviously they want to see 61, 62.
And many more. And here's Jameson Taillon expanding upon it just a little bit in terms of what it means for Aaron Judge's approach as well.
The last couple days here has been pretty cool. You know, it gets really loud when he's walking up to the plate, and then it goes dead silent, and everyone's like kind of holding on to the edge of their seats. So that's been cool. We got to see Miguel Cabrera chase 3,000 earlier in the year, and it kind of reminds me a little bit of that.
Yeah, you know, I'm from the press box. It makes me giggle when there's a ball and the whole stadium boos the pitcher. I mean, are you guys giggling too?
It's definitely funny. You don't want to, I mean, I feel like most of these guys are really trying to challenge them. You also have to be smart, be careful. Everyone's still out here trying to win games and stuff. They're not trying to throw them a cookie. The other day we had some pretty loud boos when the Pirates were in town in that blowout. But, you know, Judge is a pro. He won't say anything. He'll go about his business and he'll take his walks.
Yeah, the fans will do it for him.
Yeah, right.
And that's the thing. If you're Aaron Judge, you don't have to. You don't have to go about doing any of that. The fans, everybody in attendance will do it for you. And this has to be, it has to be affecting the way that he goes about his business at the plate. I mean, there's no way it's not. I mean, three players I talked to today said that it's weird. I mean, they just said it. You just heard it. Literally nothing about these at-bats is normal. And that abnormality is clearly what is holding him back. And even the most casual baseball fans, like my mom, are interested. Did you know the YES Network is averaging 352,000 viewers per game? I mean, it's on pace for its best viewership since 2011. And it's up 23% over last year's season, you know, 2021 season. I mean, you got the attention of Adam Sandler. He's also watching. In midweek, he tweeted or said it. He said, "We love you, pal. You're incredible. We are all having the best time watching you. Thank you." And, of course, it goes without saying that ticket sales over the past couple home games are obviously up. I mean, Coco Gauff was there today. And furthermore, I mean, people have their fannies in the seats to watch him lead off in the first inning, bottom of the first inning. And in the games that I've been to, people are staying until the bitter end to see if he's going to get up again in the ninth. And how much money is he making and generating for the Yankees by keeping people inside the stadium? I mean, it took me 55 minutes to just get out of the parking garage today. People hate the leave earliers until there aren't any, like today, and then you're stuck for hours literally in traffic. I mean, the Cross Bronx Expressway, with the debris on the side of the road, that's also dangerous. It has to be the worst road in our area, right? But enough of the watching. I mean, everyone wants to see it happen, of course, except for the Red Sox pitchers, apparently. I mean, are they even pitching to him? I mean, like, really pitching to him? To the naked eye, to me, sitting in, watching the game wherever Friday night I watch it at home on the couch. I mean, to you sitting in the stands, I mean, to you sitting in your favorite recliner, to the people in the press. I mean, are they really pitching to Aaron Judge? And really, I'm going to say no. I mean, they're giving him a pitch, maybe a pitch to hit, but that's it. The one bounced today, like, it didn't even hit the dirt, bounced on the grass, I believe. I mean, come on. Aaron Judge has racked up 6 walks since he hit number 60 just 5 games ago. So when I totaled that up for the season, 6% of Aaron Judge's walks on the season, 6%, have come in the past five games. And you tell me something's not up. I mean, if it's me on the mound, and I know this is not a popular opinion around here, but I think I would groove one to him. Just one. I mean, why not have my name etched into history alongside, you know, Maris, Mantle, and now Judge? I mean, I wouldn't mind that. I mean, really? But anyway, Aaron Judge, a historic tear he is on. I mean, we, in our lifetimes, might not see this again. I mean, not even counting today's game, since the All-Star break, his batting average is up 84 points and everything that comes along with that in 137 less at-bats, okay? And between the first half and the second half, he's walked nine more times in 137 less at-bats. I mean, can you say also Triple Crown? I talked to Jameson Taillon about that too. I mean, we, the baseball community, is on Triple Crown watch. He currently leads the American League in home runs, RBI. But today, this is like a day-to-day thing. Today, Aaron Judge dropped to 100th of a point below Xander Bogaerts in batting average. It's close. It's going to come down to the wire for sure. And if he does do it, Judge is going to be the first Yankee to win the Triple Crown since Mickey Mantle in 1956, and the only Major League Baseball hitter besides Miguel Cabrera in 2012 to win it since 1967. I mean, this is historic stuff. And here's what I'll end with here. When you run track, think of you as a track runner, okay? You want to run heats with the fastest runners alongside you. I mean, it makes you faster. Like, your time, it will make you faster. I mean, that's how I would want to do it. I would want to run against the fastest people. I wouldn't want to blow the people out behind me because then that might make me, you know, kind of slow up at the finish line. Not run as hard through the tape at the end. Whatever. So I'm sitting here thinking, and I'm reading, and I'm going to be interviewing the author of the book, From Maris to Mantle, Tony Castro. I think it is. If I got to Google it, I got to go look at it. But I'm going to be interviewing him for the show next week for my WFAM book club. But I'm really engrossed in this book, and I'm reading it alongside of what's going on with Aaron Judge, and it's amazing. And it got me thinking, in 1961, Maris had Mantle, and Mantle had Maris. Two guys that pushed each other every single day to be better, to hit more home runs than the other, on the same team, in the same clubhouse, trying to make history, racing each other to get there. Maris, by all popular opinion, people didn't want him to do it. They wanted Mantle to do it. So they were pushing each other. And then you fast forward, 1998. Although they were on two different teams, McGuire had Sosa, Sosa had McGuire. My mom let us stay up late to watch it that night, you know, when they played each other and it was broken. I mean, it's the same story. But look around Major League Baseball. The closest to Aaron Judge is Kyle Schwarber. He's 20 home runs away. I looked, they were in the second inning. I don't know if he hit one beyond the second inning today, but when I looked, I mean, 20 home runs. There is nobody pushing Aaron Judge. So you have to, you know, also take into account the intrinsic motivation that this guy possesses to continue to go out there every day and chase history alone, by himself, with nobody pushing him. And I did ask about that a few times today. Here's what Nestor Cortez had to say.
Maris and Mantle had each other to race against each other 61 years ago. He's doing it alone. There's no competition. You look back, there's nobody close.
For sure.
What does that say about him and his character and his will to succeed?
I mean, yeah, what he's doing now, honestly, doesn't amaze me because he's the same player every single day, whether he's up, down, you know, good, bad, positive. Mm-hmm. He's the same player every single day. So what he's doing now is nothing out of the ordinary of what he can do. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like you said, he's out like 20 homers in front of the second place guy.
Yeah.
So he's competing against himself every single day. You know, he's coming out here and trying to be the best version of himself. Obviously, you know, he knows what's at stake for him, but he also puts the team in front of that. He wants to win ball games. You know, I know the other day, I think he hit two doubles, and all the fans were like, oh, you know, like, kind of like, not pissed, but, like, they wanted to see the homer. And he's just happy he's on base for the other guys behind him. So that's the kind of player he is and the kind of, you know, how he carries himself every single day.
And Tim LeCastro summed it up a lot more succinctly, and I spoke to him inside the clubhouse around 10:15 this morning after I talked to Nestor Cortez. Here's Tim LeCastro.
He's all alone. What does that say about his will and his desire?
I think it's just crazy how he's handling this whole situation and being able to go about it like nothing has changed since he's been through this whole chase, which is incredible that he's able to do that. And it just especially goes to show how good he is as a teammate and a person.
And Jameson Taillon, I got, you know, to interview him on the field, so that's why there's music in the background. But here's what Taillon had to say.
Mantle had Maris had Mantle. He's all alone. What is that? How does that speak to his character and his resolve?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's impressive with where the talent is in today's game. I mean, like, he's facing number five starting pitchers who are throwing 95 with great breaking balls, and he's facing mop-up relievers who are absolutely disgusting. So, you know, it's a sign that offense all around the league is down, and his numbers are kind of standing alone. It's like a unicorn up there at the top. So, I mean, that just makes it even all the more impressive.
And we're on triple crown. We're not even on home run watch. We're on triple crown watch. I mean, that's extra special.
Yeah, I don't know what's more impressive. They're both pretty amazing.
Yeah, they're both pretty amazing. He called him a unicorn, and I thought that was a great term for that. And I actually posed the same question to Aaron Boone in the post-game press conference, and he said, Judge is having, and this is a quote here, if not the best season ever, certainly right in the conversations with others, because he has so far above outperformed the rest of the league. And that was from Aaron Judge. I have the audio on my phone, but it's not great. It's from my seat. So I read that one to you. But, you know, now I guess all eyes turn to Sunday Night Baseball, and I got the weather update from Paul Rosenberg, the in-house meteorologist, and he says it doesn't look great. And I'm paraphrasing there, but he said it's going to be a delayed start, he believes. So all eyes are on Sunday Night Baseball. I mean, hopefully Judge will hit just not just one, but two in front of the home crowd, because otherwise history is going to have to be made north of the border in Toronto, and no one really wants that. I mean, and beyond that series, the next home game, well, if you're a fan of my show, the next chance at home, if it doesn't happen tomorrow, is the day I predicted it to happen weeks ago. I'm talking like in August. I said September 30th against the Baltimore Orioles. So all eyes on that. We'll take a quick break. Get to your calls at 877-337-6666. I'm Danielle McCartan with you on the eve, hopefully, finally, of history being made in Yankee Land with you till 2 here on The Fan.